It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The talks will continue over what to do with a statue in Pueblo. The city council has voted to continue mediation over Colorado's only remaining monument to Christopher Columbus. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Last night, Pueblo's city council urged supporters and opponents of the statue to keep talking, and they chose not to put the question on the November ballot for voters to decide. Teresa M. Trujillo told the council she wants the statue covered or removed.
All of those who defend this statue in any way, shape, or form are upholding white supremacy and settler colonialism as a value of this community. With your continued actions and inaction, you are upholding genocide of Native people as honorable.
Pueblo's Italian immigrant community commissioned the statue 115 years ago. One idea for its future is to create an outdoor museum that also includes statues from the civil rights struggle and a monument to honor indigenous people. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Governor Polis will be in southern Colorado today to focus on pandemic response in that part of the state. Here's KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
Stops include a coronavirus testing site at the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Polis will also visit Patriot Elementary School on Fort Carson to hear about some of the challenges in education during the pandemic. Then Polis has a few stops in Pueblo, including a ribbon cutting at a mobile learning lab at Pueblo Community College. During the trip, Polis also plans to highlight agriculture with a visit to the State Fair's livestock auction and a meeting with Pueblo chili growers. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Denver Nuggets need a win tonight to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets face the Utah Jazz in the seventh and final game of their first-round series. Both teams have relied heavily on their young stars lately, including Denver's Jamal Murray, who's coming off a 50-point game on Sunday. The teams have been playing games without fans around Orlando, Florida, because of the pandemic. The Colorado Avalanche stayed alive in their playoff series with a win against Dallas Monday. The Avs have to win tomorrow and Friday to advance in the NHL postseason. Around Denver, highs today near 80, 70s in Colorado Springs, a little above 80 in Pueblo this afternoon. This is CPR News.